Right, fracking. Do you even know what it means? Well, David Cameron is behind it. He says we ought to get real public support once its benefits are explained. He's been writing in the Daily Telegraph. He said he wanted all of the UK to benefit from shale gas drilling, north or south. What is fracking? Basically, it's drilling down into the ground, into the earth, before a high-pressure water mixture is directed at the rock, and that releases gas inside. The DUP's Sammy Wilson is backing the Prime Minister's calls for us not to, for us to basically get real public support for it, and he doesn't want Northern Ireland to lose out. He's with us now. Morning to you, Sammy.
Morning.
Sammy, I can't hear you. Are you there?
Yes, Stephen, I'm here.
Good morning. Yeah. And Sinn Féin MLA Phil Flanagan. Good morning to you, Phil.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Why is fracking so important, Sammy?
I think it's important for a number of reasons. First of all, we already know that we have got the highest energy prices of anywhere in the United Kingdom. Secondly, fracking has released reservoirs of gas in other parts of the world, especially America, which have brought energy prices down quite dramatically. In fact, gas prices in America are about 3.5 times lower than what they would be here in Northern Ireland. Thirdly, of course, that benefits people who are living in fuel poverty at present, and 40% of people in Northern Ireland are living in fuel poverty. It has had a renaissance of industry in America, and indeed many firms which went offshore in America have now moved back and have created additional employment as a result of cheap energy prices. And just as the Prime Minister has said, he wishes all parts of England to benefit from this natural resource. My message is that we in Northern Ireland should not miss out on that. If we have exploitable resources, then we ought to make sure that we have a regulatory framework.
Doesn't it cause earthquakes?
No, it doesn't. I mean, this is the whole point, Stephen. There are all these allegations that it causes earthquakes, that it contaminates water supply, it means that people turn their taps on, the taps go on fire and everything else, and all the myths have been surrounding it. There are tens of thousands of these wells drilled around the world at present. It hasn't caused massive earthquakes in all of those places. Obviously, there's places where the geology will not allow it to be done, and that's part of the whole process of getting licenses and applying and everything else. But by and large, this is a technology which has been used, to release gas in many parts of the world, and which has brought energy prices down.
Phil Flanagan?
Well, the main argument that Sammy's using for exploring for shale gas is the fact that it will have a downward impact on prices. But he's comparing what may happen here with what's happening in America at the minute. And the situation in America is very different, because in America they've got a domestic gas market, whereas here we're very much part of a European gas market. And the amount of potential shale gas here wouldn't have a great impact on the overall price that we would pay as part of Europe. What's happening in America is they've completely distorted the free market, which is something that Sammy would be a more of a supporter of than me, and they've took out far too much gas too quickly, so that supply is now much greater than demand, which has a downward impact on energy prices, so much so that the main exploration companies in America are now looking at ways of exporting this gas, because they're actually selling it at a loss in America, which isn't sustainable, and it's not something that would be allowed to continue.
So Samuel,
where's Phil Flanagan coming from in this? I mean, I have listened in the Assembly to Phil Flanagan and his compatriots in Sinn Féin complaining about the number of people who live in fuel poverty, who can't pay their fuel bills, and now he's worried that we might bring prices down too quickly. I mean, is this the kind of economic nonsense that we're going to hear from Sinn Féin? Do they want high gas prices? Do they not want high gas prices? Do they want people who live in fuel poverty, or do they not want them to live in fuel poverty? Do they want some security of supply? It's okay being part of a European network, but if most of that gas in the European network comes from Russia, who for political reasons could turn the gas on and off like a water tap, then I don't think that that's the kind of energy a policy that we want to follow.
So what he's essentially saying, Phil Flanagan, is what are you on about?
To the political influence from someone who wishes to use gas as a lever for their own political objectives.
Well, what needs to happen here is that the voices of local people need to be heard. You can't just drown out people by making all these allegations that people are economically illiterate, like Sammy always does. Sammy's points genuinely don't make sense. Anybody that's taking gas out of Fermanagh or anywhere else in Ireland is doing so to make money. They're not going to allow it to be sold at a loss. They're going to control how much gas they take out in such a manner that it will allow energy prices to remain high. Anybody that thinks that any of the companies or any of the OPEC producing oil or gas companies will allow sufficient extraction of gas or oil in Ireland to have a downward impact on global energy prices and completely reduce the level of profit they can make is very naive.
Sammy?
Well, I think that anybody listening to Phil Flanagan must wonder what planet does he live in. No business operates if they don't make profit. That's the motivation which businesses have. All I'm saying is, and in fact, if they weren't making profit, they wouldn't be producing the whatever it happens to be they're producing. All I'm saying is that gas prices in America have come down dramatically, and in other places, as a result of releasing a resource which currently is not available, we have high gas prices here in Northern Ireland. We are dependent upon outsiders for our gas supply, which is one of the reasons why gas prices are higher. And therefore, if we do have an exploitable resource, then why, of course, are we not exploiting it with all of the safeguards that you have to put in place? I mean, it's not just a case of saying to somebody, go and start drilling. It really doesn't matter what the consequences are. We need to know, first of all, what safety measures are putting in place. Secondly, what the geology is like. Where is the water table in that area so we sure it's not contaminated, etc. And then
there were two small earth tremors, Sammy, in 2011 after fracking happened in Blackpool.
It was discounted that was the cause of it, and in fact that's why drilling has been allowed again. But I mean, Stephen, let's just remember what fracking is. Fracking requires that a hole is drilled into the ground, and then they drill along horizontally. They put high pressure water and sand. It's 99.5% water and sand to open up the fissures or the cracks to release the gas. Now, you see, in my own constituents of East Antrim, I have driven for 2 miles underground in vans where we are mining salt. It hasn't caused earthquakes there. I mean, these are like roadways underneath my own constituency, going for about 2 miles where we mine salt for the roads. You put all of the necessary safety measures in place. You keep certain an amount of pillars of salt so that the ground does not collapse above you. We're talking here about, and it's safe enough.
But you must have heard the concerns from environmentalists, Sammy. You must have heard the environmentalists.
If we can dig roads underground without causing slippage and earthquakes, etc., I can't see any problem with drilling a pipe and injecting water into it. And yes, I have heard the concerns of the environmentalists. But don't forget, these are the very people who have objected to the exploitation of almost every natural resource because it is when you burn it, it gives off carbon. And secondly, of course, many of them are looking for causes which they can use to exploit promote their own environmental ideas.
Okay. Phil Flanagan?
But
let's let Phil reply.
Well, it's great to see Sammy acknowledging the role of environmentalists, but he must acknowledge that his own party in Fermanagh District Council last week decided to ban Silly String because of the negative impact it has on the environment, but no mention of the potential negative impact of fracking. Tom Boren, the company that are planning to take fracking forward in Fermanagh, state that they need at least 60 9-acre concrete pads in Fermanagh, and then the same again in Leitrim. Each of those would be a metre deep with concrete. Nobody can argue to me that that's not going to have a deeply negative impact on our environment, on our landscape. They also need hundreds of millions of gallons of water, along with a toxic mix of chemicals pumped under the ground at huge pressures. There's no clarity coming from anybody on where they plan to take this water from and what impact it would have on other watercourses and on fish stocks. There's no clarity on where the used water would be stored when it comes back up out of the ground and when it takes up further toxic chemicals up along with it, instead of the fact that they're just going to have an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Toxic chemicals?
Those are all the kind of technical issues which have to be addressed in any planning application, and you would expect to be addressed in any planning application. So it's not that you just say to people, well, go ahead and do it. Whatever the impact of their activity is, then they've got to deal with that. But I would just remind people who are listening, Phil Flanagan is one of, and his party, are the great promoters of digging 6 metre deep holes in the ground, filling with concrete, then putting 300 or 350 foot metal towers on top of them to generate wind power. So we can hardly talk about the impact on the natural environment of gas, which of fracking, which is far, far less than some of the unsightly wind mills that we see dotted all around Northern Ireland at present, and which, by the way, for about 83% of the time don't generate any electricity anyway.
Well, presumably you must have approved those, Sammy Wilson. When you were Environment Minister, did you not approve those?
I sought to put in as much regulation as possible.
But you approved them.
And make sure that they didn't despoil the wind. But obviously with the planning issues and the planning policies were in place, and you had to abide by what the planning policies were at present. But all I'm saying is that gas and gas from fracking will be a heck of a lot cheaper as an energy source than the unsightly wind towers that we find dotted all across Northern Ireland at present. In fact, it's about 3.5 times cheaper
than
what wind power would be.